Filmmaker Ken Burns is set to release that new documentary, Cancer, the Emperor of All Maladies. It will air on April 5th on WUSF-TV. It's sort of a biography of cancer, from the first accounts of the disease in an ancient Egyptian scroll to the modern research that's aiming for a cure. It's also the story of the patients. Florida Matters will preview the documentary during a town hall meeting on Saturday, March 28th at Moffitt Cancer Center in Tampa. Among those on our panel will be a young patient who was diagnosed at the age of 27. Lottie Watts with Health News Florida recently sat down with that patient who is now cancer-free.
My name is Joshua Rivera. I am a Ewing soft cell cancer survivor, going on 5.5 years from my last treatment.
When he was 27, he says he started to notice clues that something was wrong.
I started feeling symptomatic, urinary incontinence, problems with in my testicular region with blood flow, and I had ignored severe constipation. And I kind of had ignored these symptoms, thinking it was just, diet or something else. And it had been going on for several months.
He was misdiagnosed with a bacterial infection, took antibiotics, and it didn't go away.
And then I finally got the CT scan, where it was pretty became obvious the moment the CT scan results came back.
That scan showed a large mass in his abdomen.
It's a very rare tumor. It's mostly in kids. But even within children, it's rare. It's only 2.5% of the tumors that occur in children are Ewing sarcoma, and it's usually in the bone.
Dr. Dan Sullivan is one of the oncologists who treated Rivera at Moffitt Cancer Center in Tampa.
So to have an extraosseous means outside of the bone Ewing sarcoma in somebody that's over 25 is fairly rare. So he couldn't have picked one that was less common than that.
He says the tumor hadn't metastasized. That meant it would likely respond to treatment.
So 5 drugs all together, and you alternate 3 versus 2 drugs every other time. And it's a tough regimen to get through, a lot of side effects. And in somebody that's in their mid-20s, sometimes they don't want to come in on time for chemotherapy, and that's where Kathy came in.
Kathy is Kathy Elsner. She was one of Rivera's nurses.
By the time you've done 14 or 15 cycles of chemotherapy, the patient's pretty tired, and they're wanting to get this over with. So, yeah, doing a little mothering on the part and being a caregiver to him also, to make sure he was coming in and getting his chemotherapy on time, because we know that if you get chemo on time, you do better in the long run.
Numbers from the National Cancer Institute show the median age for cancer patients when they're diagnosed is 66. Rivera was in his mid-20s. Elsner has been a nurse at Moffitt for a decade, and she cares mostly for children and adolescents.
There's a time to be serious, and then there's a time to be as light as you can. This is a difficult situation. They're seeing us for a long period of time. You have to have a relationship with the patient, and a good relationship. Dr. Sullivan and I had a great relationship, and that, I think, falls over to the patient. They see that you have a good working relationship, and I think it makes it comfortable for everyone.
Can't be really adherent to a very strict schedule. Yeah. You have to somewhat adhere to that. You don't want to get behind on the chemotherapy, but you have to have some flexibility.
You have to live life.
In general, with patients, you have to do that.
With Joshua Rivera, that meant going with the flow, when he would insist on going surfing and playing basketball. He confesses to one time when he finished chemotherapy on a Saturday morning and headed south to go surfing with a friend.
I never told them that story. They're just finding out. But and you know what? I caught 3 waves that day. But for me, it was mentally just being out there. Some people, go to church. For me, being out in the ocean was my church. And with who better than with one of my best friends? And we were just out there just sitting on our boards and taking it all in and just thinking about the fact that I had just taken chemotherapy and, it didn't matter. Life goes on.
Rivera has about 1,100 hours of chemotherapy behind him. Now his biggest hope is for the future, to one day have children who he can teach to surf. For Health News Florida, I'm Lottie Watts.
Florida Matters will preview the Ken Burns documentary during a town hall meeting on Saturday, March 28th at Moffitt Cancer Center in Tampa. You can make your reservations for the free event at WUSF.org. Cancer, the Emperor of All Maladies, will air April 5th on WUSF-TV.